Words on Water. Words on Water.
Hi, this is Travis Loop, the host of Words on Water, a podcast from the Water Environment Federation. And we are here today with Jenny Hartfelder, who just at WEF Tech has become taken on the role of president of the WEF Board of Trustees. So, Jenny, thanks for coming to talk to us after a whole week of busy activities, and congratulations on becoming president of the board. And how are you doing? How does it feel to take on that role?
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. How am I doing? I'm hanging in there. I'm going strong. It is a very, very humbling experience. I'm so honored. And I just look back at all of the people, both in my home member association, the Rocky Mountain WEA, and in WEF, who have helped me get here. I've had so many, great, wonderful mentors that I would not be sitting here today without them. Yeah. And I so appreciate everything they've done to help me get here.
Yeah, I was at the kind of the president's reception, and it was so great to see your colleagues from the Rocky Mountain Association, and they were fired up for you, and had those nice, even those special little pint glasses, marking you becoming president and all that. So that was a nice moment for sure.
Yes.
Could you just kind of give us an overview of your background and career? What's kind of your, resume, snapshot resume here?
Sure. So I grew up here in Chicago, Nice to come home. I then went to college at Michigan Tech in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Started my career out in environmental remediation, cleaning up DOD and DOE sites.
Okay.
And then after about 10 years, I realized that I was bored. And so decided to go back, get my master's in civil engineering with an emphasis in water and wastewater treatment.
Okay.
And changed my career to water and wastewater. And I really wasn't quite sure which one I wanted to do. But I talked to my boss about it, and the first person who really encouraged me to get involved in WEF, he said, "Okay, I will support you in this career shift, but you have to invest in yourself. So go join AWWA, go join WEF, and get involved in both of the groups at the local level."
Yeah.
And so I really appreciated that advice because it really helped build my technical skill set, my leadership abilities, and help me build my network.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great for that. And so then you're, in addition to taking on this role as president of the board, you actually have a full-time job.
Yeah.
Tell us what you do on a regular day-to-day basis.
So as I made that transition, I got into focusing more on wastewater, designing wastewater treatment plants. And now at this point in my career, I am in Stantec's National Marketing Group. What I do is where our strategic pursuits are going on in anywhere in North America.
Mm-hmm.
I go in and I work with the local team, and I'm that bridge between our marketing folks and our engineering folks.
Okay.
To help them understand each other. So I do business development full time.
Okay. I can appreciate that. There's always needs to be some type of interpretation or translation or someone in the middle there between the technical side and the communication side to kind of bring them together.
Yes.
So the theme, kind of the opening session at WEF Tech, the theme was very much about mentorship and investing in the future of water and helping to build a workforce. Could you elaborate on that? What was kind of, why was WEF emphasizing that this year?
So as we know, we unfortunately do have an aging workforce that is retiring. We're also, a very humble group of people. We don't really like to talk about what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the students and the young professionals that are coming in, many of them don't even realize the different opportunities that are in our industry.
Mm.
And so I really believe it's extremely important for us to look at students and young professionals and teach them about all the different opportunities, everything from laboratory analysts, operators, engineers, regulators, mm-hmm. The list just goes on and on.
Yeah.
And they don't even have to be specifically in the water industry, but even things like journalists.
Mm.
We need to make sure they know about the industry and the opportunities here.
Yeah. So it was really encouraging folks that are established in the water sector and in the middle and later parts of their careers to, keep an eye out for the younger people and kind of say, hey, these are some career choices for you, or here's how you can develop yourself, like getting involved in some associations and organizations or coming to conferences and really trying to kind of develop them and make sure that they don't leave the water sector.
Yes. I mean, without, all of us that are here today wouldn't be here without the mentors that helped us. And so now it's our turn to help that next generation come in. And if we're not supporting them and giving them the time they need to be involved in these industry organizations, they're not going to see the benefits, and they're not going to be able to build their technical skill set and build their network. And so it's really up to us to mentor them and help them, provide them the opportunities to come to events like WEFTEC or their local member association conferences and get involved.
Yeah, one of the things that was mentioned along the lines was also about building a diverse workforce, and I guess in trying to increase the diversity in the water sector. The backgrounds that people have and gender and race and geography and all the different aspects of diversity. Why is that important for the water sector to have that diversity?
So we need the diversity because we only think the way with the knowledge that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And by bringing in people that come from different backgrounds, have different experiences,
mm-hmm.
they're going to bring in new ideas and new ways of thinking. And so in order to brainstorm and come up with how best to do things, if we don't get perspectives from all different sectors, we're only going to be focused on our little, our vision of the world.
Mm-hmm. And miss other things that way.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of vision, You want to talk a little bit about what your focus will be for the next year, kind of what your priorities are and your emphasis as WEF president. What are those things? What are those things you really want to kind of have the organization focus on?
Well, so I'm extremely lucky that the boards before me have developed WEF's vision and our mission. And our mission has four parts to it: to mm-hmm. connect water professionals, to enrich the expertise of water professionals, to provide a platform for water sector innovation,
mm-hmm.
and to increase the awareness of the impact and the value of water. And so during my year, I want to keep driving all four of those objectives forward. But where my passion really is in that public awareness that as I said before, we're a very, very humble industry, and we don't talk about ourselves. We don't promote ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the people here in the United States take water for granted. We don't have to walk 5 miles to a river to get our water. We turn on the tap, it comes on, it goes down the sink, it goes away.
Yeah.
And people don't think about it. And so I really feel like it's so important for us to start advocating for our industry.
Yeah. Well, we've worked together some already, and I'm a communications person, and so hearing an emphasis on public awareness is definitely music to my ears, and I know from being at WEF that I'll be part of helping you kind of work on that focus. It's very exciting. What do you think that the water sector, what WEF's 34,000 members, can do to help with the public awareness push? What kinds of things do you think would be helpful for people to be doing out there?
There are so many things they can be doing. One of the things that WEF is trying to do, as is push out more resources, push out more tools to our members, to our member associations, to our utilities that they can use to get that message out. But it ranges from everything from working with schools, to have them understand the water and where their water goes, where their water comes from, doing field trips if they work at a utility, having a school group come to their utility and take a tour.
Mm-hmm.
It also goes to just talking to their neighbor. You know, if their neighbor's leaving their hose running in the street, talk to them about, you know, why we need to conserve water.
Right.
And then it goes to working with the politicians that most of us, we were not trained in how to talk to politicians. We don't
sure.
know how. And so it's, you know, it's great that WEF has resources to help us and toolkits to help us learn how to talk to our politicians
yeah.
and advocate for our water industry. So there's, I mean, it just goes across the board, the different things that people can do to get the word out about what we do.
Great. Any other focus for you over the next year? I mean, you'll obviously be very busy, not just focusing on public awareness, but are there any other things you'll be emphasizing or any other programs that you know are coming up or projects coming up from WEF in this kind of next 12 months?
So the other part of our mission that we're really trying to drive forward is that providing the platform for water sector innovation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're really moving from being water wastewater treatment plants to water resource recovery facilities,
mm-hmm.
and not only cleaning water but recovering other valuable resources such as nutrients and energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so through that, one of the programs that WEF has is the a program that we do in partnership with WERF, or WENRF,
mm-hmm.
The LIFT program,
mm-hmm.
That really accelerates the pilot testing of new technologies, mm-hmm. and the adoption of new technologies with the regulators. And so I'm very grateful for that partnership,
yeah.
and looking forward to driving more technologies so that we can become water resource recovery facilities quicker,
yeah.
and with not only quicker but also more efficiently and at a lower cost.
I just enjoy that whole area myself. It's so fascinating and exciting to see innovation and technology taking hold and really just transforming, like you said, from treatment to recovery. And I know that one of the things WEF is doing is working on resource recovery goals and going to be kind of gathering data on from a lot of utilities on water that's reused and energy that's generated and nutrients that are captured, and kind of put that baseline data out next year. So that's going to be a very exciting thing to watch that develop too. Any other items you wanted to mention? I think the National Green Infrastructure Certification Program will be kind of rolled out a little
yeah.
bit more in the coming year. And it looks like an exciting year ahead.
It is. I would like to go back, though, before we conclude. I'd like to go back to your question on diversity.
Yeah.
Being a female coming into the WEF president's role,
mm-hmm.
I often get asked the question of, am I the first female president?
Mm.
And I like to tell people that I really am the seventh female president in WEF. That, and if you look at our board right now,
mm-hmm.
the WEF Board of Trustees, it is about 50-50.
Okay.
That we do see, you know, at least from the gender standpoint, more diversity in the workplace.
Yeah.
When I first came in, I worked in an office of 100 engineers, and there were only 4 female engineers.
Wow. That's
And now I look around the office, and it really is 50-50.
Yeah.
So in that area, I do see a great positive change.
Yeah.
But from ethnic diversity,
mm-hmm.
I really feel like there's you still don't see that balance, and we need to make more of a push there of mentoring and encouraging more inclusion of other groups of people.
Yeah, I guess. It would be ideal to kind of almost mirror the U.S. population in a way. That would be kind of a good reflection, you know.
A good benchmark,
diverse,
yes.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Jenny, I know it's been a very busy whirlwind 7 days. WEF Tech is hectic, but amazing. And so thanks for carving out a little time to talk to for this podcast. And again, congratulations on becoming president of WEF. And we definitely look forward to checking in with you during the year ahead on how things are going.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. And I'm looking forward to working with you and all of WEF staff and all of our wonderful volunteers.
Words on Water.